Okay, welcome back, everybody. Back in the learning groove. We're on page Kuf Tzadi, which is in the fourth section of the book, Perek Hey, fifth chapter, in Yonei HaShabbos Kfulim, the concept of things on Shabbos being double. All right, and we'll see. It's a very interesting chapter over here. Midrash Tehillim Tzadi Beis. There's the Midrash on Sefer Tehillim on Perek Tzadi Beis that says the following: Kol iska de Shabbos kafel. Everything that's engaged with Shabbos is double. Omer kafel. There is an omer, part of a sacrificial offering. The meal offering that goes with it is double the normal amount, which is shnei ha-omer lecha, two omers, two measures for one korban. Korban o-kafel, the animal sacrifice is doubled, because it says, ubiyom ha-shabbos shnei kvasim, you bring two goats on Shabbos as opposed to the one goat that's normally brought. Onesh kafel, the punishment for desecrating the Shabbos is doubled, as it says, mechal aleha, most you must, those who desecrated, most you must, dying they will surely die. Schara kafel, the reward for Shabbos is double. It says, v'karasa l'Shabbos oneg, l'kadosh Hashem m'chubad. They will call to the Shabbos a delight, that's one thing, and to those the ones who are holy to Hashem, are honored. As harosel kfulos, the warnings about keeping the Shabbos are doubled, as it says, zochor v'shomor, remember and guard the Shabbos. Mizmor kafel, the song of Shabbos is doubled, as it says, mizmor shir liyom haShabbos, a song for the day of Shabbos. So, the Medrash seems to indicate that everything about Shabbos is doubled. Whatever we see about Shabbos is a concept of being doubled. So we have to explain what is this concept of the unique doubleness that applies to Shabbos. So now Rav Pinkas is going to take us to a very interesting discussion. It's very, very fascinating. Now, move on. Haposhut shel keifo, hainu zugios. The simple meaning of something being doubled means zug, means being a pair. When something's doubled, if you have one thing, it's singular. If you have two, you have a pair. So doubling in concept means there's a pair. So now we have to explain what's the concept of a pair. So etzem inyan hazugios whom you said as brias ha'olam. The concept of having a pair is really based in the creation of the world. Amru Chazal, our rabbis say in the Gemara Baba Basra, Komasha bara kadosh baruch hu balamo, zochar unekeva barom. Whatever God created in this world, He created them male and female. Shekol anivroim nivru'u zugazugos. All the creations in the world were created in pairs. V'omnames inyan hazugos nilmet mimamer chazal lagabi haShabbos atzma. And the truth of the matter is, the concept of pairs is learned from a statement of the rabbis regarding Shabbos. The famous Medrash that says, Amra Shabbos lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos said before Hashem, Lechol nasata ben zug, you gave every day of the week a partner, a mate, Li ein ben zug, but I don't have a partner. Right? Sunday is partnered with Monday, Monday with Thursday, Tuesday with Friday, and Shabbos has no partner. So Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem says, Yisrael Yehei Ben Zukech, the Jewish people will be your mate. So what does this Medrash mean? But you see there's a concept, even Shabbos is a concept of a mate. We have two Midrashim that are indicating that creation was done in a way that be a male and a female component to every aspect of creation. V'amuvan ha-poshut, shel inyan ben zug. What's the simple meaning of a ben zug, of having a partner, a marriage partner? Humamish inyan amalchus. We come back to the famous topic of malchus, of royalty. Shehizbar v'chelek aleph, which was explained in the first section of the book. Kol davar sheyesh bo malam misuyemes hamiyuchedes lo. Anything that has a special character trait or an attribute, a unique one to itself. Whenever you have any kind of special character trait, it has to have next to it, together with it, the power, the ability to take that trait from the potential and bring it out to the reality. And we combine the potential with the reality. Together, that is a pair. That's the real concept of a pair, of a mate, of the male and the female qualities. These two partners that are partnered together, which is habekoach, the potential, vabapol, and the way that to translate it into reality. This is the concept of male and female in every place in the Torah. So he's telling us some very, very important stuff over here. The whole idea of creation, it always has two halves to a coin. Every aspect has a partnership, has a mate. The natural talent, the potential, and the ability to make it become reality. This is the aspect of male and female, which you find in every place. For example, all the attributes that come from a person and the shape that a person takes, it mainly comes, those attributes mainly are an extension and they come from the father. For example, we find, for example, a father bequeaths to his son the attributes of being a Kohen, Leviya, being a Levi, Malchus, kingship. As our rabbis tell us in the Gemara in Adios, Ha'av Zocha Libno, a father brings merit for his son. What does he bequeath to a son? Binoy ubekoach ubeosher bechachm v'shanim. He bequeaths to his son beauty, strength, wealth, wisdom, years. In other words, that's the genealogy that comes to a child. That's what the father gives. But what do you get from the mother? That she brings the talents of the father to the reality to establish a son that's just like him. That's the role of the mother. To take the strengths of the husband, of the father, and to bring them into reality. So you have this father who has so much that he wants to give. There's so much potential that comes from a father. But that's potential. But someone has to bring it into reality. So the mother, by having the baby and everything she contributes, it takes the potential of the husband and makes it into a reality, into the child that is there. That's the idea of the male and female aspect. The male is the potential and the wife makes it into the reality. That's the whole idea of male and female. Next page, Kuvtzari Aleph. V'zeh she'omer Shabbos. And this is what the Shabbos said. Kol sheishis me'amasa yeshlem benzuk. Every day of creation has a partner. What does this mean? V'ayin shom b'medrash. Look at the medrash. Shemash, if you only look at the medrash alone, you'd make a mistake and think she'ben zuk shel yom rishon hu yom sheni, that the mate of Sunday is Monday, and Tuesday is Wednesday, and Thursday is Friday. But in the name of the Vilna Gaon, Amru, they say no. Sheben Zuga Shal Yom Rishon or Yom Revi. The partner of the first day of the week of Sunday is the fourth day of the week, is Wednesday. Why? Because they have something in common, is a word we've said many times. Shebishneim Melech Asaor. Because in both days they have a common factor, and that is the work of light.
Do you have Melech Asaor or Melech Asarakiyah?
Haor.
Oh, okay.
What do you have?
Right. Okay. No, you're right. I was
right. You have the concept of light, right? On the first day of creation, God said, "Let there be light." And on the fourth day, what do we have? We have the sun and the moon and the stars, which are light. Right. Mishal Yom Sheni Hu Yom Chamishi, and the partner of the second day is the fifth day. What do we have? That Shem Melechus Rekia. That's the work of the sky, because the sky on the second day was the separation of the higher waters and the lower waters. So now we're dealing with the sky and the waters. And what do we have on the fifth day? The fifth day are the fish and the fowl that come from the water, as the Medrash explains. V'shel yom shlishu hu yom shishi, this third day of the week, partners with the sixth day of the week, shemohem melech hayabasha, that's the work of the dry land. that in the third day God put all the dry land together, and the sixth day man and animals come to the world, which comes from the land. Right? So that's how the days are partnered. V'nir ha-muvin, so let's understand what that means. Yom Rishon v'yom Revi heim zug. So the first day and the fourth day are a pair. What does that mean? Shiv'yom Rishon nivru ha-shamayim v'aretz. On the first day was created the heaven and the earth. U'b'yom Revi nivra ma'oras ha-mevim es kol ha-shevim min ha-shamayim v'aretz. He's learning a little bit different than what we've always taught, but it's not in contradiction. And on the fourth day was created the lights that bring all its blessing to the heaven, from the heavens to the earth. Right? The first day created the heaven and the earth. On the fourth day, we brought this connection of the heaven and the earth, because we have the celestial bodies in the heaven that shower down light and life to the earth. Without the sun and the moon and the stars that are in the heavens, we wouldn't have the earth. Couldn't have the earth. Right? So that potential, or the idea of fire or light, which was in potential on the first day, is brought into reality on the fourth day. Right? She'ikr chiyus ha'olam, because the main life and vitality that comes from the world down here, comes from the lights that are above, which is well known. We couldn't live without the sun and the moon and the stars. No existence. Nimtza comes out. That which was created on the fourth day takes the potential of their being. On the first day, there's this potential of being the heavens and the earth. And the fourth day takes that potential and makes it into reality. Or even on the simpler level, the light, let there be light. So on the first day, there wasn't really any light. There's no light per se, right? It's the great light. The great light that will be hidden for the tzaddikim in the world to come. Right? That's the source of all light. That's the potential of all light. But it became out a reality in this world, in the sun, the moon, the stars, that take that great light, but distill it and make it real into this world right here and right now. And that's what he's saying now. V'chemi b'chidas or, also in the aspect of light. They are the reality, the actual reality of bringing light to the world. Day one, it was a conceptual light. Day four, it was a real light. Right? So you understand the idea now of the partners? The partners, the mates, the male and the female component. So Sunday, first day, was the male component of fire and heaven and earth and light. And Yom Revi, Wednesday, is now making the reality. It's the female component, which now makes it real and makes it happen in this world. Ben Zugo Shel Yom Sheni, the mate of the second day, who Yom Chamish is the fifth day. She came to Yom Sheni Nivra Rekia, because on the second day was created the heavens. How? And through the separations of the water, made the seas and the oceans. Right? That's wonderful. But that's all potential. So you got the seas, you got the lower waters. Ulamaso, but now when you correlate that, Biyom Chamisha on the fifth day, Nivru'u Ha'ofos, we created the birds, Ha'porchim Barakia, who fly in the Shamayim, the birds which fly in the heavens, the dogim shebayom, and the fish who swim in the sea. In other words, you have heaven and the heavens, the higher water, the heavens, and you've got the waters below. But that's just potential. And on fifth day, we now brought the reality that what's the heaven going to be filled with? Birds. What are these seas going to be filled with? Fish. It brings it into reality. But Yom HaShlish, on the third day, Nivra Yabasha, the solid earth was created. Haino Oretz, the earth Im Hadesha, with the grass and the vegetation, Hamal Bishoso, which clothes the earth. Uben Zugo Yom, that's all potential. What's it there for? Uben Zugo Yom Shishi, the partner is the sixth day, Shabo Nivra Chayos, in which the animals were created, Ubikradim, primarily man. Vachol Dayorear, and all who will really inhabit the earth. And those who inhabit the earth, Shema Mishtam Shimba Aret Shimush Maisi, they will make use of real use of this earth. That there'll be cows who will eat the grass. There'll be man who will till the soil and produce things out of the soil and make the trees grow and make the different herbs grow and grasses grow and make use and utility of this earth. The man who lives off the earth, the animals who live off the earth. Uba'ovna comes out, she'll call Yom Yeshlo Ben Zug. Every day has mamish a mate, which means Hainu Mishimotzi is kochosav mina koch alapol. Something or someone that takes the potential, the power of the potential, and turns into reality. So what we're saying is the first 3 days of the week, we're telling us all the potentials that this world has. Remember, there's the four primary elements. Four primary elements. Earth, wind, fire, and water. Those are the four primary elements. Those primary elements are potentials till they make a reality. So on the first day, we had the potential of fire. On the second day, we had the potential of water and sky, but they combined water and oxygen, right? That's what's oxygen is O, right? Water is H2O, right? So it's the same thing. I mean, water is just a little more elements in oxygen, right? That's what it is, right? And then you've got the earth. That's all potential. The first 3 days of creation, we're showing us the potentials of the basic elements of fire, water, earth. The next 3 days took those potentials and made them into reality. So now this potential fire is the sun and the moon and the stars that now take fire and make it a way to bring fire and light into this world in a real way. Now the world could really exist in terms of fire. And then in terms of water, which is the combination of oxygen and water, you got the birds and the fish that is now the reality of what the air and the water is for. And then you got what the earth is for on the sixth day when man and the animals make use of the earth. It's Mamash, this beautiful way he's learning. It's not just stomach, I've had a mate. So until now, I was always teaching you they were similar. But now we're saying each day, the second pair took the potential, made it into the reality. That's the way God created the world. Everything in this world is a male and a female component. The male component is the potential. The female component is the reality. Valzev or Shabbos Kodesh, and now comes the Shabbos. Shetana lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that made a claim to the Almighty. She calls Sheishis Yimei Masa Efshehelem Ben Zug. So every day of the creation has a partner. Every day takes the potential and makes it into reality. Hainu Lahotzi Kochoseim Lichlala Maisa, to take their potentials and make it into reality. Avol Shabbos Kodesh Shehim Min Elyonim, but Shabbos, which is of a higher order of reality, it's not just the physical elements of fire, earth, and that kind of stuff. V'chol inyana kedushas Hashem yisbarach, and its whole concept is the holiness of Hashem. Mihu ben zug b'olameinu, who could be its partner in this world? Shal yara tucha lahotzi kochosa hanifloim, that through the partner it could take out all the potentials and make them into reality. What could ever do that? Es kedushas Shabbos, the holiness of the Shabbos. What could take that holiness of the Shabbos and bring it into reality? Ela poel. There's no more days of the week. Von la Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem answered, Yisrael, ye b'nei zugeich. The Jewish people will be your mate. Yisrael, mekabli, mes kedusha Shabbos. The Jews will receive the holiness of Shabbos. Halacha l'maisa, taking the actual halachas of what Shabbos is. U'mischabrim al yezeh b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. They will connect through that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now that the Shabbos is a potential, it's a potential of what? Of supernal holiness in this world. It's a potential. Who's going to make it into reality? The Jewish people, by keeping Shabbos, are going to be able to connect to the higher elements of this world, which is Hashem. Right? That's how it all fits in over here. Yeah.
The I hope he's going to answer it. The issue we've always learned is Shabbos Malchusa is the queen, and yet we have Shabbos as the male, as the king, and Yisrael.
Okay,
is the
that's
queen.
Coming up, and that's the next paragraph.
Okay,
your mom is asking the next paragraph question, Martin.
Okay,
that's very good. Base. Vine lechora yesh kan ktsas stir. It appears a bit of a contradiction. Drei kol ikar yisoda Shabbos humashi yom hashvi. Up to now, we've been learning that the whole fundamental point of the Shabbos is it's the seventh day. Midas hamalchus, the attribute of royalty. Hainu habepoil el kedushas Hashem yisbarach v'olam. It is that which makes the wholeness of Hashem real. We said that's the seventh attribute. Malchus is taking potential into reality. That's what we've been learning the whole time. It takes every day from the 6 days of the week, the potentials of the 6 days, and making it the seventh, and giving it reality. Nimtza shei Shabbos hi atzma mida mekabels. Isn't the Shabbos itself the female attribute that receives umotziah lapaal and takes into reality? And therefore, Nikras Hashabbos Rova Makomas Oshakeva. That's why most places Shabbos is used in the female way. Vinikras Kala is called the bride. Al Shem She Agili Bepol So Yichud Harbore. That is the active revelation of the unity of Hashem. Vlama Imke Mechabeses La Shabbos Nesuk. So why is Shabbos looking for a mate? Why is looking for a mate? Hareyadra, he atzma basuk shel yichud Hashem yisparachom. It itself is the mate of the unity of Hashem in this world. So what was it looking for a mate for? It has a mate. It has Hashem already. Shabbos is the mate of Hashem. So what's it looking for a mate? And Hashem gives it a different mate. Gives it the Jewish people as the mate. Right? So that's your question.
Yeah.
All right, next page. Kuf tzadi beis, avol ha'emes hi. The truth of the matter is, Shishne and Yoni Nechoni, both aspects are true. V'raksha mischalfim l'kan l'kan, but they change here and there, depending on the focus. Hinei l'dugma, for example, ha'ein b'mishpacha, let's look at the mother in a family. Okay, what qualities will we say that a mother in a family has? Iker sheim aim, the main name aim, mother, humipnesha mekabelas mibala, because she receives from her husband. The husband works. Husband brings in the raw materials. Right? And she makes it into reality. A mother, a woman, is always called female in every place. Because she's the recipient. She receives. She receives from the husband. But opposed to that, klape haben, but her relationship vis-a-vis her son, he kula mashpia. She's totally an influencer. She's the giver, not the receiver. Right? V'nimsa shalu'umas bala in relationship. She has two relationships. She has a relationship to her husband. She has a relationship to her children. So relationship to her husband, he nikreis nekeva. She's called female. Ulumas b'na nikreis zachar. And regarding her son, her children, she has a male component. The female component is the receiving component. The male component is the giving component. So she at the same time has both components. She receives from the husband, but bestows to the children. Right? Val ava mishpacha, when you talk about the father of a family, Amr Chazal, Shehein Tluyim Bo, they depend on him. But for who? Toli b'misham v'yolam. But he depends on the one who said and created the world, on Hashem. Mean to say, Hanishaklape Mala, when the male has to focus towards heaven, Nikra Nekeva, the male has a female quality. It receives the husband works. Where's the parnasa come from? From Hashem. So the husband receives from Hashem. Hashem's blessings that he wants to bring into the world, the husband takes that potential and makes it into reality. So that's a female component, Hamakabelas. Uklape Ishubana, but regarding his wife and children, Zohar HaMashpia, he's the male component who bestows and gives. So we see that everything can have a dual and has dual concepts. What about the children? Right? Children receive, but then they become parents. Right? Let's take a look at the moon. Hanikras Nekev Rav Makomos, which is called a female in most places. V'chihi Rak Mekabelt, and it only receives. Right? Yes, it's true, it receives sunlight, light from the sun. But what's its main job? But its main role is to shine down onto this world at night, which helps Legadol Azroim to grow the plants. That the plants grow from the sun. And different impacts on the tides and things like that. So what are you going to say? The moon's a taker or a receiver? Yeah, it has no light of its own. It receives, but it takes what it receives to give to the world. So it's not a contradiction to say that something that is a recipient can want to give as well and needs someone or something to give to. So that's very good that the Shabbos was looking for a mate. Even though it's essentially is a kala, is a female component of a bride, when it is face juxtaposed to Hashem, but it's similar to the other 6 days of creation. From one hand, kulam hey makam, they all receive, right? That's true. But just like all 6 days of the week, it influences the world with all the blessings that it receives from above. So gam Shabbos Kodesh, the Shabbos Kodesh primarily receives from above the wholeness of Hashem. So how is it possible to bestow upon the world that influence of its blessings? Well, Zebachu, that's the answer comes. Shall Yidei Am Yisrael Tuchel Shabbos Kodesh Hashpir Berchaseh Shikibu Malah Halach Lamaisa. So through the Jewish people, the Shabbos Kodesh will be able to bring forth its blessings that it receives from above in a real way when people keep the Shabbos. Okay, so now that answers that contradiction. So now we come to the next question, Martin, which you didn't ask. Gimel. Uluchurata Yeshishol. So now we can ask a different question. How can you tell if anything's male or female? So you can give it a name. Give it a name based on its initial receiving. Or you can call it on the end of its giving. If everything's giving and taking, so how do we determine if something is male or female at the end of the day? I mean, it's going to have both always? Right, we usually don't assume the mother as the male, but we see she's got male and female qualities. The moon has male and female qualities. So how are we going to know what to call it? The Shabbos, male and female qualities. Avol tshuva, but the answer is hadavar nikpa al pi ikar makoma. We establish what it is, its gender, so to speak, and its primary placement. Umashal, for example, halafana nikras nikeva. The moon is called female. But Vare Klape Aretz Zachar Mishpira. But just opposed to the earth, it's the male who bestows the light. Why is it primarily called female? Elasi, but the answer is Shekivan Shemakomo Bashamayim. But where is the moon's place? Where do you find the moon? It's in the heavens. Velobarts, it's not on the earth. So therefore, what's happening when it's in the heavens? Nikras al shem kabalosa min hashemesh. It's in the same realm as the sun is in, which is in the heavens. In other words, what are you going to call the moon? A heavenly body or an earthly body?
Heavenly body.
It's a heavenly body. That's where its place is. So now, who does it have a relationship where it's at? In the heavens, with the sun. So since it's positioned in the heavens, it is a heavenly body, and it has a relationship with the sun, which is a heavenly body, and in its place, it's a receiver, and that's what makes it female. Female. It gives to us below, but that's right, going through its position, leaving its position. The moon, while it's sitting where it's at, is the receiver. Now it's giving, but the receiving that's happening below here is in a different realm, so to speak. It's not together with us, as it were. Let's take a look at the mother in this world. Even though in relationship to the son, to the children, it's like a male that bestows. But she's not of the same generation of the children. She's a different era. What era is the mother in? She's in the husband's era, not in the children's era. She's of the same generation of the husband. Since her place is in the era of the father, she's called female as juxtaposed to the father. And the father is in the era of the wife, not in the era of Hashem. Even though it receives from Hashem, but Hashem is his world, and the man is in his era. So he's with the wife, and therefore he's the giver. Right? So now, v'chein l'inyan Shabbos. Now let's take a look at the Shabbos, which we're primarily calling it what? The Kala. It's female. Why? V'mitzad echad, on the one hand, hi ha-mashpi ha-gol v'olameim. It's the biggest bestower and giver in the world. Shekol sheisim ha-mikabim es kol chiyusim ha-shabbos kodesh. That all the 6 days receive from the Shabbos. V'yamayin shekol brachas v'hashpos l'tovi. It's the wellspring of all the blessings and all the good givings in this world. But it's still looking for, and because of that, it's looking for a partner. Shekal v'chaseh to receive her blessings, v'yotzei osan pol, and to bring it out into the realm of reality. Why is it called female? The answer is elik even sheikar makoma hu b'kedusha shel mala hamunu tekas melo. What's the main place of Shabbos? What's the main origin of Shabbos? Its main place is holiness, which is above and separated from this world. V'imakabel satocha yichud Hashem yisparach, and it receives from it the unity of Hashem. So it's more in the realm of the holy realm. Therefore, nikras b'ikar kala klula. Therefore, it's primarily called the kala. Because Shabbos is a heavenly reality. It's a godly reality. So it receives from Hashem. Okay, now it can transcend its place, and from its place shower into a new place, which is to us. So that's why Shabbos ultimately is called the Kala, but it still was looking for a Ben Zug, someone to give its blessings to something else. So what do you find? You find interesting, the way the world runs is that every element in itself has a male, has a female and male component. It has to receive, so then for it can then give. And that's what everything in this world has to have. The first 3 days of the week, receive from Hashem, right? And then they give to the other 3 days of the week. Shabbos receives from Hashem, doesn't give to the other days of the week, it gives to the Jewish people, right? On the other hand, it takes the potentials of the 6 days of the week and makes it into reality. So now with this, he takes it a step further.
Is Minutak is separated?
Minutak is separated, yeah. Right? V'navi od dugma niflo. So let's give you another wondrous example. Hine nishma sa'adam. Let's take a look at the soul of a person. Nikris b'kol makam b'lashon nekeva is always used in the female gender. Nishama. Anything, and remember grammatically, anything that ends in ohei is female. Any Hebrew word that ends in ahe is generally female. So neshama is female. Uchara davar tumah, but that's a wonder. Shreivad is she ikar mashpiach chayusolam, but isn't that the primary giver of life to a human being? Without a neshama, a person doesn't live. Without a soul, you don't live. So neshama is a giver, so it has a male quality. So the body should be the female receiver, and the soul should be the male giver. So why is neshama always called in the female gender? It's the one that's giving. Right? But I think the answer is going to become clear.
Yeah.
But the answer is, as we mentioned above, shakol dol toli, everything depends. Where's the main place of the soul? Imirka Makoma Hikan Alayadnus is the main place of the soul in this physical world? If it was, Vadishainu Karim Os Lolofi Yachsa El Ben Zuga Guf, then we would call it in regarding to its mate, which is the body. She has Zachar Mishri, it's the male that gives. But the truth is, Hanashama Kambal Mazeh, he could gear Ba'aret Zara. But the truth is, the Neshama in this world is like a stranger in a foreign land. Sheikar Makam of Hashamayim Taraskise Kavod, the main place of the soul is in the heaven above, under the throne of glory. Visham Ikar Mitsyasa, and there is its main place. Umisham Himekabelas Chaim Mekar Chaim, and from there it receives its life from the source of life. Therefore, it's always called Nekeva, female, in every place. Should be Kari, because primarily what's a soul? Kivyachl, as it were. Bazug Lakabul Chaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the mate that receives life from Hashem. Uma Shehi Mashpas Kan. And that which it is bestowing down in this world when the soul comes into a body, Mikrohulo. It's an accident. It's temporary. It's for a while. It's for 70 years, 80 years. That's it. It's temporary. Should be kara hishayechzel, but mainly it's primarily up above, because that's where it was for all of its beginning of its existence. That's where it returns for the rest of its existence. So temporarily, it's here for a stop for 70, 80 years. Yeshbazeh oimakodl. Now there's a great depth to this concept. Masha neshama nikras belosh nekeva, that which in neshama is called the female. Vadavar hu ha'ora niflal yir shamayim. This is a great point that we can make, a wondrous point that will help us to being God fearing. Visud gadol is a fundamental principle. Kol masha bar kadosh baruch hu b'olamo, everything that Hashem created in this world. Afal pi shel amita shel davar akol toli b'Hashem yisparach sheyichya osa b'chol rega rega. That everything in this world all depends on Hashem for it to live from moment to moment. But according to the shape of the thing, to the eyes of man, called right. But if you look from man's point of view, it seems to exist on its own. There's a potential to put it together, so to speak. And to put it into a storage house, to save it for tomorrow. What does he mean to say? The marshal, for example. Adam hachayshesh shabachar lo yimatzel lechem etzel hapalt. Let's say a person is afraid tomorrow there won't be bread in the bakery. Palter's a bakery. Yachal ishmor divrei machal b'otzer. You could save up bread in a storage house. V'machal yinitel lo min hachodesh. And if tomorrow he doesn't get any fresh bread, yigach min hashamer. He'll take what he's been saving. Even air, after shama de tachpulus b'mechal miyuchad l'kach, you could store air in oxygen tanks. Everything can be stored in this world. Everything can be stored except for one thing, aval hachayim. But life, heim chayfet she'ena omid mitzadasu afarega. It can't stand by itself for a moment. You can't store it. V'tzarech l'kablo mechadish b'chol rega mimkarachayim. Every minute you got to get a brand new amount of life from the source of life. And if for a moment you take a life away from man, can a man now take out of his warehouse a little bit of life from a storage house? God's going to say, I'm not going to give you any life for a couple minutes. Go find it stored somewhere else. You can't do that. There's no way to store up life. That life you get every moment from Hashem. And therefore we say it in our davening by the Modim Bracha. For our lives that are given over into your hands. And our souls that are given in our trust. That life is unique. It's really all in Hashem's hand. That's why God is called the living God. Why? Because in His hands, all life is totally dependent on. Therefore, He concludes. Therefore, the living soul is always called female. Yeah, we'll agree. To our eyes, that it is the one thing that bestows always on a person. But since its whole existence is something that cannot be stored up, it's not something that can be separated from Hashem Yisborach, like other things that can be temporarily separated from Hashem, like money and wealth and air. But that soul, every moment, you can't store a soul, you can't store life. So it's mamish, every moment comes from Hashem. That's why it's always called Nekeva. It's always female. Because it always is coming directly from Hashem. And it's not something that can be ever separated from Hashem from a moment. Even though while it's in our body, it gives us life and it's a giver. But by the proof that it can't be stored, means that it, every moment is coming from Hashem Yisborach. And that's why the Neshama itself is called a female, because primarily it comes from Hashem's throne of glory. And temporarily, it's here to bestow life upon ourselves. Whew, unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable stuff. So tomorrow, he's going to, you know, put it all together and make good use of all this information. Big introduction day.